John Taylor joins us from Stern, Agee & Leach from 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith with the start of the week in the economic news. John?
You know, Bill, this is going to be a very, very heavy week in terms of economic data. There really wasn't much last week, but this morning we have a little bit out. Let me talk about what's coming later in the week. On Wednesday, we get the Challenger and Grade jobs cuts. We get the ADP employment change numbers. On Thursday, every Thursday, we talk about the initial claims for unemployment benefits. And then on Friday is the really big day because we get non-farm payrolls, the unemployment rate, hourly earnings from the Fed, from the government. In addition to that, we get auto and truck sales. It's going to be a really heavy week, and everyone's going to be – so this week's going to really focus on jobs beginning on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, a lot of jobs data. This morning we get the numbers for personal income, decent number, up 0.3%. That's what was expected. Personal spending, a little better. It's expected to be up 0.5%. It was up 0.7%. But the really big news story of this week, and at least our listeners in this area, is what's happening tomorrow, the Supreme Court. And Walmart has perhaps maybe the biggest legal decision ever that's going to affect that company. This has been percolating for a number of years. It began in California. It involves the class action lawsuit, or the attempt to certify a class action lawsuit, on the behalf of hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of women, who claim sexual discrimination with a giant employer. Now, the case tomorrow, as the Supreme Court hears it, and they won't render their decision for several weeks or several months, is not about whether or not Walmart, in fact, committed sexual discrimination. It's whether or not this case should be allowed to go forward as a class action case. Experts say that it ultimately could affect as many as 1.2 million women, current and former employees of Walmart, and it could cost the company literally hundreds of billions of dollars. Now, what's at stake is a really strange concept. It's something called social framework analysis. And to put that in English, it involves a professor from the University of Chicago who has about 120 depositions or statements from eyewitnesses, and from that, he's extracted that there is a possibility that Walmart's guilty of a pattern of sexual discrimination, and has extrapolated some numbers, even though he can't support them with any data, and therefore, they're saying it's a class action suit. Now, there have been many, many other companies that have filed friends of the court briefs, including Costco and Home Depot and some of their other competitors. And what's at stake here is going to be class action lawsuits as they're certified going forward. Walmart says that the two things that they're being accused of that point to class action laws, to sexual discrimination on the part of this case, is one, a centralized personnel policy. Well, many companies have that. And secondly, allowing their managers to make subjective decisions in the field. And so these other companies are saying if you take those away, they will have no choice but to impose fictitious quotas in terms of the number of women that they hire. Interestingly enough, two of the named plaintiffs in this case are current managers or assistant managers in stores who are still current employees. So there's a lot at stake. It begins tomorrow at the Supreme Court. We'll see whether or not the Supreme Court allows it to go forward as a class action lawsuit. We will not get a decision for several weeks or several months, but there are hundreds of billions of dollars at stake for this employer as well as other large employers, so keep your eye on that ball.
It sounds like you'll have a lot to talk about this week as we end up the month.
Oh, wow, it's going to be a busy week, and there are also a few earnings numbers here and there, but mostly we're going to be talking about jobs.
All right, John, thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
John Taylor of Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Call John at 479-782-2527, or you can email him at johntaylor@sternagee.com.